Tom Hollywood. This is Dancing with the Stars.
What do Donny Osmond, Tom DeLay, and Sabrina the Teenage Witch have in common? Well, they're all going to be on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, and, oh, Andy Borowitz, I feel the magic. Do you feel the magic?
I sure do.
Andy Borowitz is a comedian.
Amy's dancing on the table. They're going
I'm ready
to dance
to go.
Together.
Andy's a comedian and creator of BorowitzReport.com. He also writes for The New Yorker. So, what do you make of this? Tom DeLay in sequins. Haven't you been waiting for that moment?
Well, first of all, I want to say, I think it just is interesting where I fit in the intellectual pecking order on this show, because you were just having this very heady conversation about healthcare reform with a Princeton professor, and now that we're talking about Dancing with the Stars, it's time to bring on Andy Borowitz.
You resent that?
I just think it's telling. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, no. We were talking about Tom DeLay in the last segment, Mark Sanford.
That's right.
That would be good for his
career,
good segment. Do you think?
Actually, I really think, not to put too much emphasis on the importance, cultural importance of Dancing with the Stars, but it really is kind of a good template for Barack Obama's healthcare proposal, because think about it. Dancing with the Stars, every American in this country, regardless of their background, where they live, what they've accomplished, is entitled to be on Dancing with the Stars.
What do you mean by that? You have to be a star.
No,
Andy.
No. No, this show really not only redefines dancing, it redefines star. Especially when you look at that list of the people who are going to be on the show next year.
Are you saying Aaron Carter's little brother isn't a star?
No. Aaron Carter, now Amy, you've already sort of illustrated the point. Aaron Carter's little brother does not exist. Nick Carter's little brother is Aaron Carter. And Aaron Carter, I can't believe you don't remember the fantastic hit song, Oh Aaron, which was Aaron Carter's, I guess, one claim to fame, besides being Nick Carter's.
I think he also dated Lindsay Lohan.
He did? Okay. Well, then I would say his credentials to be on Dancing with the Stars are secure, I would have to say.
I see. But, you know, haven't people actually used this show to relaunch their careers? I mean, Marie Osmond, where was she before she fainted on Dancing with the Stars?
On Dancing with the Stars. You know, I'm very, very queasy about using terms like relaunch to describe any of the careers that have sort of come. It's more, I think, these stars or whoever, I don't know, what should we call these people? They're not really stars. I guess we need sort of a cosmologist to explain what is a star that's kind of half burned out. It's something else. It's not a star. It's not a nova.
A red star.
A red star. I think what it is
a black
is that,
hole?
You know, these are people who some
That's
of them.
That's kind of the healthcare reform debate.
Exactly. These are people who have kind of fallen out of our consciousness. And this is a chance to kind of reintroduce.
But who want
us.
To elbow their way back in.
They want to get back in. And I think Dancing with the Stars and a lot of these reality shows that feature kind of semi or former celebrities, these are sort of halfway houses where they're brought back into our midst, and we're supposed to try to determine whether we can tolerate them.
So, to use your metaphor, if they're halfway houses, are they sort of substance abusers of fame?
Well, a little bit. Yeah,
let's get a little literary.
A little literary, since I write for the New Yorker. There are people that can't. Like the rest of us, they can't stand to live normal lives where they just sort of go to the post office and
I
do
need
the things
the
normal.
No, wait, were we talking about the contestants now, or the? And I'm using quotes, but no one can see it with my fingers. Stars.
Well, here's the for those of you who've never watched the show, and I think that there are probably people in this room who that applies to. Dancing with the Stars. The concept is.
I confess.
It's the takeaway question.
What is Dancing
with
the Stars?
Have you ever watched it?
Dancing with the Stars, the concept is very simple. It's a dance contest, and each couple, dancing couple, features one professional dancer who we're not supposed to know who they are because they're known only for their dancing. So they actually, these people have something on TV which is called talent. It's a very unfamiliar concept on reality shows. They're paired with somebody who's just known for being famous. In other words, a star as defined
like
by the
show. Like Tom DeLay.
Like Tom DeLay, absolutely, or the aforementioned Aaron Carter. So it's these pairings of an actual dancer and a actual quote-unquote star, and that's who we just got this big announcement yesterday that Tom DeLay is going to be one of them. And Tom DeLay is following a tradition of Now I understand he's somebody you know, and I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to
diss Tom DeLay.
You don't know Tom DeLay?
No.
Never danced? You've never danced with Tom DeLay?
Well, I can't talk about that on the radio.
I interviewed him once.
You did? Okay. I actually have met Tom DeLay, so maybe I am actually the closest to Tom DeLay on this panel.
I think I chased him once down the street yelling, okay. Mr. DeLay, Mr. DeLay.
Well, he's doing what he is indicted currently. Isn't that, that's correct. And a lot of, shall we say, disgraced politicians will appear on shows, will appear on TV as a way of sort of edging back into the public consciousness. And if they appear to be good sports, then maybe we will also forgive them some.
Seems
of their
like a
past
pretty good idea, though, right?
Yeah.
But let's be fair to this particular show. It is immensely popular.
Absolutely.
My parents love to watch it. It's multi-generational. So, unlike a lot of reality shows, it actually has caught the imagination of a lot of American viewers. Why?
You know, I think that one thing is it serves a couple of needs. First of all, we like dancing. Who doesn't like dancing? We've all grown up enjoying that phenomenon. But also, it's kind of an interesting test of our memory because we spend a lot of the show trying to remember who these people are, and I think that's good. That's sort of a good kind of contest for us in a way.
All right, and that's your takeaway. Andy Borowitz, humorist and the blogger behind BorowitzReport.com. Thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.